everyone. My name's Melanie, and thank you for listening to me. I'm going to tell you a story about how my heart broke. So I'm 43 now, and I didn't ever think I would get past 40. I didn't even really think about being 40-something. I was really sick when I was younger, but that's not why. I guess I just always had a feeling that I'd die before I was 40. I told myself that I would be some kind of a heart attack, which is another way of saying that this brilliant, horrible, horrific and wonderful world would just break my heart. Saying it out loud actually sounds quite melodramatic, but there it is. I was kind of right, though. I went to my 40th birthday with a broken heart. It was a music theme and all costumes and pop and stuff. I dressed up like Ginger Spice and there was music all around me, but just none in my heart. So I guess to tell you how I came by this broken heart, I really need to tell you a few stories. So the first story is a story of how I met Jason. If you imagine, it's 2001. I met Jay at an engagement party. He was standing in a group and we were introduced. He was just so funny, and I was jet-lagged, and God, he was brilliant, shiny, standing in this room full of new faces to me. My eyes were just glazed over with a lack of sleep and too much wine, and I could only see him. I mean, he really took my breath away and really won my heart. He asked me to share a cab home, and I think it surprised both of us when I politely declined. Our meeting was like one of those things that can only happen in your 20s when your heart is just full of potential and the threat of it breaking is too far in the future to even be worried about. I shouldn't have even been at the party anyway, that's the thing. The only reason why I was there was because of the second story, which, by an interesting coincidence, was when my mum was 43. So the month my mum turned 44, I was 22. I was back living in Adelaide after a few years studying interstate. I was listening to the Spice Girls and Princess Diana was still alive for a few more months. My heart was a little tender after a bruising and hers was pretty beaten too. So I guess to understand this story, you have to understand my mum's beat up heart. Her huge, kind and honest heart used to carry a huge amount of guilt with it. She carried past transgressions, both real and perceived. I'd always tell her that she needed to trust herself, trust that she did the best that she could at the time. But anyone who carries guilt knows that it's really impossible to listen to others when the heart's guilty voice is so loud. So it was her birthday, I was pretty short of money, so over a bottle of scotch and pizza we reflected on her life. And, you know, as these things happen, reflection turns to regrets, and knowing that guilty voice, I asked her if there were any regrets related to me. So perhaps I could supplement my pizza dinner with a present, a form of restitution to reduce or perhaps lift the burden. Which leads me to another story. This is the one I alluded to earlier. When I was young, I was very sick, like chemotherapy sick. What isn't often told about childhood cancer is at that time, the drugs, the body's an incredible memory to forget pain means that parents are more left with memories than the children. So for my mum, she was left with the memory of sickness and the guilt of having, you know, leaving one daughter with a family to spend time with the other daughter who was in hospital or vice versa. So for me, I only have a memory of holding her hand while being wheeled into theatre, or her eyes filling with love and tears, and her heart pounding for fear of losing her firstborn. As a single mother, she worked really hard to build our family, which grew from 3 to 4 and then 5. We were sometime during this period that she made a decision to distance us from people we might otherwise have known. And it was this estrangement that weighed on her heart at this birthday time. It was the right decision, but it left us with no choice, something that was difficult for her to reconcile. So I said to her, as your birthday present, I will pursue a relationship with these people, and then I can make a choice as an adult, and she could be absolved. So we're sitting around a table in March with the back door open, the smell of summer coming in the air. I put her mind at ease and hopefully lift this burden from her heart. So to fulfill the promise, I met new people and more new people. And through these new people, I ended up at an engagement party in 2001. So if it wasn't for a mother's guilt, a birthday present and a promise, I might never have met Jason. Meeting Jason at that engagement party wasn't enough. We'd meet another 3 times over the 2 weeks I was in Adelaide before going back to the UK where I was living, and the reason for me politely declining his advances. One of those times I was with Mum, and she used to say, "What about that nice boy, Jason? What about London?" I used to say. But she'd say, "What about that nice boy, Jason?" It was only a few weeks later that the horrific and horrible side of the world was seen as two buildings fell. Those two planes took away so much on that day, and one of the things lost was a bit of my mum's faith in humanity. Her heart gained fear, and this courageous woman who had held my hand through sickness and scotch and pizza and secrets then saw me off on multiple adventures. She did something that she'd never, ever done before. She asked me to come home. There isn't much a daughter can do to heal the fear in a mother's heart but do what she asks, and so I came home. I'd only been home about 6 weeks when it happened again. Much to my mother's delight, I met that shining and brilliant Jason. If it weren't for Mum, I wouldn't have met him that first time. If it weren't for Mum, I wouldn't have met him the second time. And if it wasn't for my damn mother... But this is a story about heartbreak. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have had Jason to be with me when my heart broke. You see, I was right, but not in the way I expected. They say you're punished by what you can't imagine, and I couldn't imagine that I'd spend the rest of my life with a broken heart, having lost the person, the best person I'd ever known, without my mum.
The Miscellany is hosted by the Gawler Broadcasting Association. Thank you to the GBA team for keeping me on track when life gets in the way. Music is Daydream Heartbeat by Poddington Bear. Please subscribe for future episodes. Like the Miscellany Podcast and GBA, Gawler Broadcasting Association, on Facebook. And, well, I can't recommend scotch and pizza, so just stay tuned for part 2 in the next few weeks.